Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in from my, not the summer White House. I'm making my trip. It's like on the way to Cape May to Johnny Z's for Friday for our big event. Spectacular event this time, I would say. But a lot in the news. Colonel Alan West will be here to break it down with us. Scott Presler back from California and our headliner with us again. Then he told, all right, your event, we're coming there for that. Then I'm going on vacation. Scott Presler on vacation. Oh, my goodness. So we have to get a lot out of him on Friday at Mulligan's. Maybe some others stopping by, too, as the news is pretty fluid. DJ just sent me this, though, and I'm cheering this. No alcohol until after the show. But Penn has had to take out a $500 million, yes, $500 million credit line. Amid the spending cuts, you know, amid the pushback, the anti-Semitic stuff, everything that they've done over there at Penn with President Trump. So now we're seeing a $500 million, half a billion dollar line of credit they've taken out. I don't know. Is their credit good? Who knows? This is all good stuff. These are all slow, incremental things that are happening. And so that I don't forget, Dan reminded me, I saw this today. And just the sheer ingratitude is one of the worst of sins. And gratitude, heartfelt gratitude, loyalty, to me, those are among my Mount Rushmore of qualities in a person. If they're grateful for the opportunity they've been given, you know, they get a break. And as long as you keep that, people are remarkably generous. But Ilhan Omar, who is a refugee, as I remember, lived in a refugee camp, came here from Somalia. I'm not sure if it was directly from Somalia with the refugee camp. Listen to what she says about her country that has done well for her. By the way, if you're wondering, how does she get elected? I've done Minnesota radio. She's in a pocket there, heavily of repopulated people from Somalia, places like that. And her district is top heavy with that. And that's the only, and it's a very liberal, progressive area, as you can imagine. I mean, they even told me to talk lower when I was on, when I came bursting out doing Minnesota radio. It is kind of nice radio. Here is Omar giving her assessment of how grateful she is to America, maybe not.
To be coming out of our country, I mean, I grew up in a dictatorship. And I don't even remember ever witnessing anything like that. To have a democracy, a beacon of hope for the world to now be turned into one of the worst countries where the military are in our streets without any regard for people's constitutional rights, while our president is spending millions of dollars propping himself up like a failed dictator with a military parade. It is really shocking, and it should be a wake-up call for all Americans to say this is not the country we were born in. This is not the country we believe in. This is not the country our founding fathers imagined. And this is not the country that is supported by our Constitution, our ideals, our values. And we should all collectively be out in the streets rejecting what is taking place this week.
Well, founding fathers, do we really believe Tlaib and Omar and even AOC, that they revere the founding fathers? Where's the evidence of that? Where is there any evidence? And I know this is a sore subject with some, but John Fetterman went on Fox today. I would put him on. You can hit me on Twitter and tell me the reason why you wouldn't put Fetterman on. Are we really going to buy Fetterman in the end, that people are going to vote for him that listen to Talk Radio 1210? No, because his positions are all over the place, primarily progressive on any number of things, but he's useful. I don't know why this is such a difficult thing. Why people feel you get more conservative cred to say, watch out, John Fetterman is pulling the wool over you. Are you one of those people that believe that? Or are we cheering him on because he is speaking the truth about Israel, and he is speaking the truth about what I'm going to play you? He was on with Dana Perino and the 10 o'clock news show today. He said a number of things, but listen to what Fetterman said that Omar just encountered to Omar about the military parade.
Now, this is not a rally for one party. We've got Democrats here today. We've got Republicans and independents here today. We're looking to the leaders who will fight for us, because even today there are folks among the Democratic Party who think we should roll over and play dead. Anyone seen John Fetterman here today?
So, sir, on the same day on Saturday, you sent this out on X. You said the parade is comprised, the U.S. Army parade in Washington. It's comprised of our sons, daughters, mothers, and fathers, the very best of us, regardless of your politics. It's appropriate to celebrate the 250 years of sacrifice, dedication, and service. What did you think of the boos in Philadelphia?
Well, I think two things can be true. I think absolutely my unapologetically supportive of Israel and a secure border and refuse to vote to shut the government down. I have absolutely, I've taken a hit with from the base. I'm not sure why Democrats would boo a fellow Democrat, but that's their prerogative now. And now with that military parade. Again, you know, there was no goose stepping. And now, like, first of all, let's say stop ever comparing anyone, anything to the Nazis and those kinds of things. That's crazy. And now remember, that's our soldiers. That's, you know, this is not an occupying force. And, you know, this is a 250, you know, anniversary for the Army. Why? I'm not sure why it's outrageous to have a parade to celebrate the Army. Now, look at that video that's on the screen now. That's not, you know, like some kind of like, you know, anything extreme. It's celebrating, you know, a quarter of a millennia about the American Army. I don't understand why that's controversial.
All right, there's John Fetterman. All right, so what do we make of it? He sees this, maybe he's seeing some of it through the lens of Israel, his support for Israel. He's useful. He's right. When he's right, he's right. Oh, beware. I mean, I've had people say this to me. Are you nuts? People are not voting for Fetterman based on this. I do think he wants to run for president, and he's bored with the Senate. I know that's weird, but all these guys do. Now, to the main topic, before we get to Alan West to get his breakdown on both these things, here with Dom. This is Cut 14. Caitlin Collins, when you're trapped on a plane with her and there's nowhere to go, it's brutal, but Trump gave just as much as he got. They were asking about, could we really take out the Iranian nukes? And I'll tell you about our friend and friend of the show. The only drawback, I'm so glad he's in a position of power, Ambassador Huckabee. Harder to get him on. We used to just say, hey, Huck, you know, text him, Dan and I, or send him an email. He'd come on. Now we got to go through a lot of red tape, particularly now. But here's what Trump said about Tulsi Gabbard when asked that Gabbard says that the Iranians didn't have nuclear capability or anything near that. The reason I'm playing this, look, you got to like Tulsi Gabbard in a lot of ways, but I think Tulsi's in the camp, not as far as Tucker Carlson. Then I'm going to play you the odious one. God, he makes it hard to make the case why this helps our security with Israel. That would be Lindsey Graham, who just is a warmonger, is out of control, is thinking he has the day now. But first, here's the president reacting when asked, well, Tulsi Gabbard, your head of national intelligence, says that the Iranians were nowhere near getting to a nuke. Cut 14.
Mr. President, you've always said that you don't believe Iran should be able to have a nuclear weapon. But how close do you personally think that they were to getting one? Because Tulsi Gabbard testified in March that the intelligence community said Iran wasn't building a nuclear weapon.
I don't care what she said. I think they were very close to having one.
All right, I don't care what she said. So you are seeing these camps in MAGA, and it brings us yesterday the 10th anniversary of Trump coming down the escalator, America First, and he's made this clear with Tucker Carlson and others. The bottom line is he's the one that amplified America First, fleshed it out, MAGA, and he determines what that is. And his determination, I happen to think, is correct, that this enhances our security. Doesn't mean we're going to go to war, we're going to be involved, boots on the ground, none of that stuff. That does not stop people, though, like Carlson, and I think Tulsi Gabbard's in the other camp here. I mean, I don't understand. She has more information, certainly, but more information than the president? Do you really believe the president's being misled here? Or is it that people see things differently? I think it's pretty obvious, based upon the totality of things. I would bet that the Iranians were pretty close to getting nuclear weapons, maybe up to 10 bombs. Is anybody definitively going to be inside there proving that one way or the other? So who do you believe here? Tulsi's assessment or all the other assessments we have, including Trump making the decision that they were close and saying incontrovertibly, it's simple. They cannot get a nuclear weapon. That's where we are. We're not going to war with Americans on the ground and all this other stuff. Tucker Carlson is beyond disgraceful at this point. He's on with Alex Jones yesterday. The whole nonsense. Are there significant, I'm betting there are not significant numbers of people, they might be very minor, who are MAGA, whatever term you want to use, that are going to turn on Trump on this. It would take an awful lot more than what we've done to turn on Trump on this. All right, let me give you the side question. This coming off yesterday, we had a great conversation here. I'm at the Wildwood Convention Center. They are really, really all out. There's so much to do in the Wildwoods. They got the air show coming up. And I think it's, we usually come down in the middle of it, but this time Ro and I are here as it begins this week, and that is their big Barefoot Country event. Four big nights of it. Jelly Roll, Jason Aldean, people like that. 40,000 people on the beach, four straight nights. It's an incredible thing. So yesterday, we've never done this, and I went back and I saw some all-time favorites that I'll give you. We may have one or two that we've played. Country music is huge here in Wildwood, where I am right now. You can feel it, people getting their parking spaces ready, because of how inundated this town will be come Wednesday night, probably. And you'll start to see it in downtown Wildwood. Hit us with someone, something associated with country music. I'm going to take off the board, and if you have a specific one, then we'll hear it. The lyrics. The lyrics, I went back and just Googled that, are incredible. Things like freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. That's kind of a sublime one. But some of them, with the tortured and the number of honky-tonk references and things of that nature, are incredible. I couldn't think definitively of a country music, who it is, that I think of, the person when I think of. But I'll throw Dolly Parton in. What the heck? She's an all-time great. Dan, how about yours?
I'm going to take you, Dom, to what used to play out here in Philadelphia. A big concert in the summer, July 4th. And all I can think of when I think of country music, Dom, is the great singing of maybe the best country artist of all time, that being Beyoncé, Dom.
Oh, again? Okay, that's true. She's co-opted this. Yeah, she won when we did a crossover or something like that. Yeah, true. Yeah, she's made
a legend. She's deserving of the Mount Rushmore, just right next to Dolly Parton, Dom, that being Beyoncé. And I'll take Dolly Parton off the board as well.
Okay, Henry, how about yours, country?
Yeah, well, Dom, you stole the word kind of right out of my mouth there when you said honky-tonk.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to go with the honky-tonk. Because I feel like a lot of country music is centered around, you know, being at the bar, drinking a beer with the fellas, meeting a girl there, getting your heart broken by a girl there, whatever it might be. It's sort of centered around that bar. Yeah.
Yeah, the bar, the honky-tonk, too. Yeah, exactly. And some of the convoluted lyrics. I mean, pop music is maybe sterile because the lyrics are the same moon, June, spoon stuff. But country music, the tortured stuff, oh, my God.
That's why Beyoncé is such a lyrical genius. Like, there's a tornado in my city. It hit the basement, and that S ain't pretty.
Yes, I'm sure it's going to be played down here.
Rugged whiskey, because we survive, and off-red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Wait, that doesn't, doesn't even rhyme, Beyoncé.
Does Beyoncé write that, or does she have a country?
No, I'm pretty sure she writes, yeah.
Okay, wow.
Don't sell her short. She's
no,
Green
but
Bay.
I'm just tapping into, you know, getting into the country mode like that. That's pretty hard. It's convoluted. It really is. I don't think Dolly Parton's lyrics are.
Look, her entering into country music is just as impressive as Ice-T with his heavy metal band that we played yesterday.
Okay, yeah, it's true.
No?
I'll take Johnny Cash off, too, just because I think Johnny Cash is underrated. And he's not strictly country, but there's a lot that he's done around that. Okay, that's a side
question.
People
are angry at me on social media.
Yeah, say that again, Dan.
So people are getting angry at me on social media. You got Mangle Mush with a angry face at Dan because of my Beyoncé take, apparently.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. And coming up, if this goes well, I brought in the little device that Ro has taped her voice on, these little things you hit over and over again. We'll play a little bit of that. I think it'll sound okay. It's 10 seconds. That's the best we're going to get. That, and you got the side question. You got the question, too. Are you turning on Trump on this? I mean, in what universe? Who are the people out there that follow Tucker Carlson, Tulsi a bit on this? There are Marjorie Taylor Greene. There are hard people associated with MAGA, with Trump, that are off the train. I think Tucker Carlson's got a lot to answer for. Is it just because of Israel? What have we done here that is not America first? No, Trump has found a line here of exactly where we should be. I couldn't be more certain that he's doing the right things here on foreign policy. I don't have any daylight with this. Why do these people? And are we really supposed to believe Iran was nowhere near that? Then we wake up and they have a nuclear weapon and the world changes. That's what would happen. That's what will happen if they get it. 855-839-1210. Hey, big news, because Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout. That's all that you have to do for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-LIVE, 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com, res-q.com. You'll feel better, get active. You'll turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use that code WELLNESS, 33% off any single bottle. That code, WELLNESS, for 33% off on top of the 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com. Do it today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, it's Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Just got this from my friend over at the Secretary of Treasury, Scott Bessent. Real wages for blue-collar workers. Blue-collar wage growth under Trump sees the largest increase in 60 years. That at Miranda Devine on her podcast and on Fox New York Post.
The only other time it's been this high, wait for it, was during President Trump's first term.
Uh-huh.
So we've seen real wages for hourly workers, non-supervisory workers, rise almost 2% in the first 5 months.
No
president has done that before.
And why is that?
It's the president's emphasis on manufacturing. Mm-hmm. I think there's also likely a component of whether it's 12 or 20 million illegal yes. aliens coming out of the workforce. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden opened the border and it was flooded. And that for working Americans, that's a disaster because it's pressure on their wages. Blue collar wage growth. The only other.
Back to you.
All right. So the bottom line is he said something really. He talked the other day. Bessent, we're going to get him on. He's coming to Philadelphia, I think, this summer. We'll get him on, hopefully in studio. That real wage growth, 60 years, illegal immigrants, depressing wages. There's a lot of now. They said they guesstimate 1 million. Who knows? I think that's pretty high of people that have self-deported. Okay. Who knows? I mean, the figures that we throw around and when people talk with confidence with them with illegal immigration, all that we know is it proceeded astronomically under Biden. How astronomically? Anybody's guess. That's why it's so hard to get a metric on this stuff. But is it just a coincidence that real wages for blue-collar workers are at close to a 60-year high? That's the point that he's making. Every time I see Bessent out there, he's the best guy in the cabinet. It encourages me to see this playing forward. All right, 855-839-1210. Ron Jaworski is not going to be able to join us, sadly, on Friday. Just learned that in the last, you know, briefly. He's got some personal thing. But he did affirm that he will be with us, either the next Mulligans or the one after. We're working on the dates with him. And it gives me more time to improve on my distance route. I maybe, you know, I haven't said through my guy yet with Ron that how about if I show you a step-by-step my throwing arc, the types of things, and you can comment and then, you know, hit me with a tip or two that's going to unlock the 40 yards that's in there.
Now, when you got the text message that, poor, it's sad to hear that Ron's not going to be able to make it, but
yes.
When you got the message that he wouldn't be able to make it, did you respond saying good in all caps because now you have more time?
No, I did not do that. This was the first double headliner, let's face it, we've had. We've had big people there before.
Yeah.
But not Presler Jaws or Jaws Presler. People out of the station were excited. How do you get Ron Jaworski there? And he's throwing footballs. What the heck? But, you know, it'll be closer to training camp. We'll know more about the Eagles. He's willing to comment on all that and be part of it. I just want to see my guy, Robin, said that, oh, yeah, you'll see the grip. His hands are enormous. One of the first quarterbacks where they measured that. And I bet he can still throw at 70 yards. So we'll have a goal to shoot for. I have more practice time. And I have people already. They're sending notes to Greg Stocker. Tell Dom to get a deflated football. I'm not making it up.
Well,
they didn't send it to me.
You are a big fan of Tom Brady. I mean, you read his book.
Yes, of course. I condone that. I had a smaller football the last time, but a deflated football might even be better. That's got to work. I'm not sure. You get a better grip, but I don't know in the air if it goes farther.
I think I know what happened, Dom.
What's that?
Ron, Mr. Jaworski, I think, might have heard you talking about how you could outdrive him. And he was like, you know what? You know what? Maybe I'm going to get some more practice on so I can show that guy in July.
That's right.
You know? So maybe we'll have that, some kind of driving something. I don't know.
I would be willing to go to one of his golf courses, multiple golf courses, and be on the driving range. That would be a spectacular
trip. That'd be pretty cool, too.
Yeah, exactly. But it's going to happen, sadly, not this Friday. But Scott Presler, this is his last stop, he told me, before vacation. And he values the Jersey Shore a lot. He's going to be at Mulligan's. And we'll have some of our usuals. We have the gravy sauce debate going on. And some surprises, too. Johnny is revved up. That's all that we need. Mulligan's, remember, Hildreth Avenue.
Johnny is revved up, that's for sure.
Yes.
Gary writes in, Dom, Jaws has a head of hair. Maybe in this July appearance with Jaws, you could do a hair competition.
Oh, okay. I'll be happy to do that.
Bring in some judges.
Yeah, will the competition be based on who can puff their hair up more or something like
that? And does Scott Presler get in this competition?
Because that's too much. Yeah, Presler's hair is shocking, particularly when he pulls it into a pony thing or for formal events that he does. Yeah, he is fired up. He'll be here at 2 o'clock today. He's just back from California, the Laura Trump show. And for some reason, they videoed him driving a golf cart at Bedminster. What could go wrong? All right, let me go to Joe in Columbus here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon. Dom, this 40-yard pass, maybe you got to learn how to throw a back shoulder pass. Complete one of those with a defender. What do you think?
Okay, yeah, that's an easy. That's basketball skill. We know I have that down.
Well, all right. Well, that's a backdoor pass, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Pete Carril, Princeton University.
All-time great. Just wear them down till they're bored to death, then go back to her. That's right.
Mean potatoes basketball. Loved it back in the day. Dom, my side answer is he's not so much associated with country as much as he was associated with knitting all the various music genres together. And if you're ever in a road trip with your parents, somewhere along the line, he knitted, like, from Colorado to the East Coast or West Virginia, he always sung Country Roads, and that was John Denver.
Ah, absolutely. Joe, you have a lot of references to those family summer trips. The other day, we wanted to go to a pool.
The vacation series is not
him. We get nervous when we talk on these things. We know the time is ticking. But what I wanted to say was they were always passed off as educational trips, and they were not.
I hear you, Joe.
The only thing we didn't see on those trips was that ball of yarn, which is out in whatever, Kansas somewhere.
All right, I got you, Joe. All right, John Denver, we got that. Colonel Allen B. West, I think he's got a little bit of country in him. We'll find out.
A little bit.
Coming up.
The guy rocks an awesome cowboy. Even his emoji, Dom, has a cowboy.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I don't want to overextend. We'll see what is his favorite country lyric. I know he doesn't touch a motorcycle anymore. I'm hopeful he doesn't.
He did jump out of a plane recently again.
Though. Yeah, that's easy. He's got that covered. The motorcycle, his wife said, that's it, you know. All right, so Allen West.
Yeah, how's that work? How can you get away with jumping out of a plane but not riding a motorcycle?
I will ask him. His wife is, you know, sees that as military, I think. That's what he told us.
Okay.
And the motorcycle is kind of frivolous. Yeah. So we'll talk with Colonel West. Vast experience, as you know, in the region. What he thinks of that and the reaction to the 250th anniversary of the Army. I think it's his background. I always see Allen B. West as a Marine. Why the U.S. Army, though? And I think it's the lineage of the people in his family that have served in the Army. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. You know, when it comes to your teeth, you deserve more than just a quick fix. You deserve the expert care you get from my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group. I recently had a chance to talk with Joyce. Joyce is a big listener and great to hear a new patient of Dr. Bentz. She had another dentist say that she went to for years. Hey, Joyce, you just need dentures. Come on, let's get with the dentures. Joyce said, she said to this guy, no, I'm vintage, but I'm not old. And dentures were not for her. She heard me at a critical time, made a turn in the road, and called Dr. Bentz, and is very happy with the dental implants through Dr. Bentz. She realizes, and I like to emphasize a word here, confident. Dr. Bentz is very confident in what he does. You know, you want that in a dentist. Knows what he's doing, knows he has the diagnostic tools, his own instincts, great staff, and all the technology that you could want. Call Dr. Bentz, you'll see what I'm talking about. Meet with him and his team, get that initial evaluation, get the smile you've always wanted. Go to BentzDentalGroup.com or 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, one of our all-time favorites, particularly at moments like this. We had the big parade, and then we have the situation with Iran. Joining us, Say It Ain't So with the motorcycle stuff again. Colonel Alan B. West. Colonel, welcome back. You're back on the motorcycle. Back. How many times? We remember. How many prayers do
Dom
we offer?
Dom and your wife
up?
Are on lockstep on this one, Colonel.
Yes, I've never met her, but sounds exactly the first time we met you at Valley Forge and all doing the thing, first order of business. Just let your wife rule on these things like this, and then you violate it. What the heck happened to your wife's hand there to hold it out and say, no, no, you can't do this, buddy?
Well, I think my wife just upped the ante on the insurance payout. Look, it had been 5 years, and so I did go to her and say I really want to go back to riding. And my dear friends at Rolling Thunder, Washington, D.C., asked me to come up and be a part of Rolling Thunder this past May 2025. So I actually rode from Dallas, Texas area all the way to Washington, D.C. It was 1,320 miles one way, and rode it back down. And it was a great experience. Beautiful country America is when you're going across the Cumberland Mountains, the Cumberland Plateau, the Smoky Mountains, the Blue Ridge of Virginia. So,
oh my goodness, what are we going to do? I hear you might be coming.
Have you ever ridden one?
No.
I think you might want to get on one next to Alan.
No,
and,
I don't
you know,
think
go cross
so.
Country
no.
tripping with him.
No, I can understand the jumping out of the plane, but not on the back of a motorcycle with Alan B. West.
So you're going to jump out of a plane with him,
wrong?
Huh?
So, Colonel, the question I asked, and I think I answered it myself, the parade the other day, 250 years, it seems like the Wests were in there for half of it in the U.S. Army. When you came to that decision, the Army, say Marines, I could see you definitively as a Marine. What was the appeal of the Army?
Yeah. Well, the thing was my dad was a corporal in the United States Army in World War II, and actually my mom, she worked for the 6th Marine Corps District Headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia, and my older brother was a Vietnam infantryman in the Marine Corps. But dad looked at me and said, you're going to be a soldier, and that's what it was all about. And he challenged me at the age of 15 to be the first officer in the family, and interestingly enough, that was the year after the 200th. Birthday celebration of the United States Army. And so here I was this past Saturday with my oldest son-in-law, who did 12 years in the United States Army Reserves. My youngest son-in-law, who is an Army chaplain, is deployed on his two-week reserve duty. So we had an Army birthday cake. We blew out the candles, and we sang the Army song, and we're an Army family. My wife's dad was 24 years, United States Army, 2 combat tours in Vietnam. So we love the Army, and I think it was just a beautiful parade, and it was 250 years of history in 2.5 hours.
Yeah, and as Brett Baer said, Colonel, no remind to you, but for listeners, this is a great recruiting, and I think we'll see those numbers soar. Whenever you have an event like this, it helps.
No, you're absolutely right. And you think about it, we have never done anything like that. The last time the Army had a big parade up there in Washington, D.C. was after Desert Shield, Desert Storm. And that was really to, you know, get away the dark specter of Vietnam and once again restore that pride in our military. But for the American people, for young people, you know, boys and girls to see that parade and see the strength of America when you talk about peace through strength and to see those soldiers, and it really does bring to light. And that reenlistment ceremony at the end was just fantastic.
Absolutely. Now, you peace through strength. I think Trump has walked a very good line here between what is good national policy, MAGA, the tilt toward we're not going to get into these unending wars. What do you see of what he's done so far?
Look, hats off to the president, because what he has done, look, how long have we been, you know, dealing with Iran? I mean, I go back to 1979 when I was a freshman at the University of Tennessee and, you know, the hostage crisis and the Ayatollah coming to power because of the failed policy of Jimmy Carter. And so a lot of Americans have forgotten October of 1983, the Beirut barracks bombing, when it was Hezbollah who killed 234 mm-hmm. Marines, sailors, and soldiers. And when I was in Iraq, it was the explosive force penetrators, the EFPs. That was a very highly lethal improvised explosive device that came from Iran that was responsible for the maiming and the deaths of many of our soldiers. So So it's about time that Iran finally had their comeuppance. And we have Israel doing it. And the great thing, Dom, is not only is Israel taking on Iran, who hates us, they see us as the greater Satan, but they have decapitated Hezbollah. They have decapitated and rendered Hamas combat ineffective. So, yes, we should be supporting them. And those bunker buster munitions that they need, we should release them to them.
How do we know? What's your best guide? Because nobody knows. I mean, and you're not a guy that's going to say, you know, definitively, you could show me that they were close to a nuclear weapon. What do you rely on? Your gut instinct, or is there some intelligence out there, something? I rely on Trump's not going to go into this unless he believed that he had pretty good evidence they were close.
Well, I will tell you that the Israeli intelligence, the Mossad, and the ability, what you saw them pull off and how they are taking out the senior leadership of the Iran's Republican Guards Corps and what they did with that drone attack, they have good intel on the ground. So I think that they understand and knew that they were very close to a breakout with the enrichment. And even if you go back to the Iranian nuclear agreement of the Obama administration, it did not end Iran's pursuit. It just kind of gave them an extended breakout period, a breakout time. It was not going to prevent them from being able to have that very lethal weapon that, you know, if they don't match it onto a ballistic missile, they could still, you know, push it off to some terrorist organization, and it could find its way into Israel or into Europe or here into the United States.
And also it would set up a war with these countries that have oil money and will use it. They are not going to sit there with a nuclear Iran. They're going to get a nuclear weapon also.
No, you're absolutely right. And think about this, Dom. Do you hear any complaints coming from Saudi Arabia?
Nope.
Any complaints coming from Oman, from Abu Dhabi, from Dubai, United Arab Emirates, Kuwait? No. They understand the existential threat that Iran poses, and they want to see something done about that as well. And they don't want to see the proliferation of Islamic terrorism in that region.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we were kidding. I'm here in Wildwood. There is a country festival that's become the biggest thing around. 40,000 people every night on the beach, four straight nights, 160,000 people coming to this small town in Wildwood. And today's side question is something associated with country, person, place, thing. What does Alan West say? What's your go-to on that?
As far as country music?
Yes.
Being a graduate of the University of Tennessee, the greatest song that I can tell you is Rocky Top.
Oh, boy. Tennessee gets tremendous mileage from you every drive.
Absolutely, man. There you go.
Absolutely. By the way, did you play any sport when you were at Tennessee?
No, I was too short, too small, and too slow. Johnny Majors was not having me on his football team.
All right. Well, Colonel, easy on the motorcycle, please. We can't go through that.
I will
again.
Be.
We really can't.
No.
And thank you again. Thanks for coming on today, as always.
Always my pleasure. God bless you, Dom.
Thanks. Colonel Alan B. West here on Talk Radio 1210. Follow him on all of his social media. Again, wonderful, wonderful stuff. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Hit us on the side question. Something associated with country music. That's what we're looking for. Could be a person. Could be the lyrics. Could be something very specific outside the box. The festival down here, you can see the parking spaces already bunching up, you know, people anticipating by tomorrow night. It's mobbed. That people make a four-day thing out of this. Rain, shine, I've seen it here up on the boardwalk. It's unbelievable. Hey, though, let's talk about another place that we love. Let's talk about Sicily and Calabria. After nearly 15 years of European splendors, I'm savoring our tour to Sicily and Calabria. We've been to Rome. We've been to Venice. This is special. Because nobody masters Italy like conservative tours, our tour guides. In fact, our guide Lorenzo and the team all hail from Calabria. Picture the awesome beauty of the architecture that recalls the invasion of the Arabs, the Normans. It's a challenge to fully slot Sicily into Italy's culture and nationhood. But that's the beauty of this place. The Byzantine mosaics of Monreal attest to this distinction. Local wineries where dining events will amaze, Marsala, Cephalu, and remnants of Greek civilization, the Valley of the Temples. All this, 5544, including airfare. Just call Conservative Tours at 888-733-9493 or the website conservativetours.com. The Godfather Tour, yes, all three locations, Mount Etna and my favorite, Terramina. Conclude with the best unknown destinations in Italy. Calabria, for some reason, Calabria, where a lot of people are from, doesn't get its fair play. Well, it does with Conservative Tours. I'll see you on the cliffs of Terramina. We'll have an Aperol spritz in the afternoon sun. Just call 888-733-9493. All right, it is Dom time. Coming to you from Wildwood. Country music is the side today. You heard Colonel Alan West on this. Here is, though, not a colonel, but usually a reliable MAGA, if a bit off the mark at times. This is Cut 12. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Fears that propaganda, Fox News now, is just full of propagandists. The American people have been brainwashed about Iran.
Of reason and America first policy, tell us how you see this conflict between Israel and Iran.
Matt, I see it just as you do, and you laid that out so well. That's the America First message, but it's also the truth that the American people have woken up to. We've watched for decades propaganda news. I'll call out Fox News and the New York Post. They're known to be the neocon network news. We have propaganda news on our side, just like the left does. And the American people have been brainwashed into believing that America has to engage in these foreign wars in order for us to survive. And it's absolutely not true. Prime Minister Netanyahu said, I saw on video, he said today that America first is America dead. And that sounds like a threat to me. And I completely disagree with him on that. In order for America to not be dead, it's to stay America first. And this is what the American people want. It is not anti-Semitic to say that we do not want to go to war against Iran or any other country. That is not anti-Semitic at all. It's actually rational, it's sane, and it's loving to people all over the world. A Middle Eastern war will pull America back 20 years, just like you showed in your intro for your show. It's exactly the lies that we were told after 9/11, and many people know it's not true. So I'm completely opposed to this war. Of course, we don't want to see the people in Israel bombed, but they're only being bombed because Israel attacked Iran first. And that's the truth that we need to be talking about.
All righty, Matt Gaetz, genius there. All right, how big is this sect of MAGA? Trump doesn't seem to be concerned by it. He is going after, and even with the Tulsi Gabbard question we played you, saying, I don't care what she says, when she said her analysis was they were nowhere near a nuclear weapon. I don't believe that. I think that's wishful thinking. What's the metric to use? You heard Colonel Alan West. Which side do you come down on? I mean, there is a split here. How much of the MAGA movement, Alex Jones, Jack Posobiec, some other influencers, Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, there's a bunch of them out there. And they're trying to tell. Now, Mike Huckabee sent a text to Trump, which Trump shared, in which Huckabee, now ambassador to Israel, told President Trump, you're the most consequential president of this century. True. Maybe one of the most consequential ever. And the only voice you should listen to is the voice of God. Oh, man, this has people getting nuts now. And Huckabee, in that text to Trump, which he shared on Truth Social, says that you were spared not once but twice. The second assassination attempt is often forgotten. And you were spared for a reason, to be put here to do what? Listen, and you will hear. Now, this really has people, Marjorie Taylor Greene and the others, going nuts. So is that America first? I think it's America first. It's rational. Trump is being very rational here. Who gets to define America first? Well, you can define it for yourself. Or President Trump, it was his agenda. It was what he ran on when he came down that escalator. All right, so by the way, I have a montage. I didn't play it yesterday. I didn't have it yesterday. People in the media will play it in the next hour. Like genius John Stewart, what they were saying about President Trump on that day when he announced. It is hilarious now looking back on it. How little they didn't see any sliver. I mean, I could see them saying it was unconventional. But it was obvious the polling, the feeling around Trump was that he had a real shot, at least at the nomination. Beating Hillary Clinton, that seemed to be pretty difficult until it wasn't. So 855-839-1210, you get in. Is Marjorie Taylor Greene making a compelling point there? Let me go to Robert in Ben Salem. And Robert's next here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Henry, how you guys doing today?
Great, Robert.
I was just listening to, that was Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yep.
Okay. I got to disagree with her. For her to say that Israel attacked Iran first is a crazy thing to say. Iran has been attacking people through proxies ever since they took over back in 1980. I mean,
exactly. And arguably the most vicious of all, Hamas.
And the second thing is, why do we have to go to war with Iran when it looks like Israel has it well in hand? I don't understand where she's coming from.
Well,
what, is she saying we shouldn't back Israel? Or
yes, yeah, that this is America first to them means complete isolationism. And I don't know that Trump has ever said that. He did use American power in the first term, but he didn't put boots on the ground. He tried to avoid American lives being in the way. But he did it.
No, it's not. It's not. It's we're not. This isn't being caused because of something that we call. Okay, America first isn't isolationism. It is intelligent engagement with the world.
Exactly.
We don't withdraw. I mean, it's crazy, man. I mean, I know she's on our side, and I like her as a rule. But she really needs to rein that in and do a research a little bit, man. That just doesn't make any sense to
me at
all.
Well, Robert, here's my theory before we go forward. The reason they do this is there's an arms race to be the most outrageous, to push the envelope. And usually that means to suck up to Trump, even if Trump, you know, is off the mark a hair on something. In this case, they're playing to their audience. Carlson is particularly. That is that far and is that extreme. And I just can't believe there's that many of people that are that extreme.
And also that premature. We're not at war with Iran.
Right.
And I don't think we're going to need to go to a war with Iran.
That's not going to happen.
But at any rate.
Yep.
I was surprised it wasn't off the board, but I am going to go with Hee-Haw. That was right up there with The Wonderful World of Disney. We used to watch it every week when it came on. And we all remember the song where the guy said, and she was gone. So that was a great show. You guys, it's a great show today, Dom. I really appreciate listening to you, man. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Robert, very much. 855-839-1210. That's a side question. Big 1 o'clock hour. Scott Presler coming up here at 2 o'clock. He is fired up to meet you at Mulligan's. Maybe you're interested in being trained in his techniques. He'll be in the back room. He'll be in the front room. And we'll honor our guest. We have the gravy debate. Roe has even taped a short message. We have to transcribe it a little bit. It has to go through translation services, but we'll have all that. Phone lines, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.